Okay, we now continue with business today. Chloe, can you tell us a little more about the power of advertising historically?
Yes. I mean, this is a nice example of the period. In the 1950s, it was an exciting time, a period of liberation for women.
Yes. Women were starting to make more decisions, and some were even starting to work outside the home.
That's right. Okay, this ad shows a young woman with her stove. She is not cooking, and she is not tired or stressed.
Right. So that's attractive for housewives.
Yes, definitely. This woman looks sexy and elegant, so the message is, if you want to be sexy and elegant, get a stove like this one.
I see. That seems very obvious. And it's pretty ridiculous, isn't it? A stove can make you sexy?
Yes. It seems ridiculous to us today, but at the time, marketing was very new. Another important point is that there is no male figure, no husband making the decision.
Yes, I see. So is she single?
Not necessarily, but she, the woman, is in control. The product is marketed to women. Really, in the 1950s, this was very new because men had most of the buying power. Nowadays, of course, markets are much more segregated. We have ads directed at not just women, but middle-aged women, African-American women, women who are working, mothers, women who work part-time.